Buffalo soldiers were an important part of this nation's history, never appreciated or even known about. Pages of time are turned back more than a century and a half with Buffalo soldiers reenactors in the Nicodemus Buffalo Soldiers Association. Buffalo soldiers were African American regiments of the Army that were created at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas in 1866. They served in peacetime Indian Wars, the Spanish-American War, both World Wars, and the Korean War. We started the Nicodemus Buffalo Soldier Association in 1995. Our purpose is to bring the African Americans in the West to life, First Sergeant Barry Tompkins said. We started the Nicodemus Buffalo Soldier Association in 1995. Our purpose is to bring the African Americans in the West to life, First Sergeant Barry Tompkins said. It was a part of history that went unnoticed for so many years. Living in Nicodemus, we decided to form a troop, Thompson explained. That way, we could go out and present a part of living history instead of people just reading about it. The small town of Nicodemus in northwest Kansas, Graham County, was founded by newly freed slaves in 1877. Nicodemus was the first black community west of the Mississippi River. It is the only remaining predominantly black community west of the Mississippi. Some early residents of Nicodemus served as Buffalo soldiers. They fought Indians, captured cattle rustlers, and protected stagecoaches, wagon trains, and railroad crews. Buffalo soldiers from Nicodemus served in the 24th Infantry Regiment and the 9th and 10th Cavalry Regiments, Tompkins said. Buffalo soldiers from Nicodemus served in the 24th Infantry Regiment and the 9th and 10th Cavalry Regiments, Tompkins said. Tompkins, a Kent Cavalry Company F Buffalo Soldier reenactor, believes the black men's reasons were probably pretty practical. Joining the Army gave them a purpose, Tompkins says. This was at the end of slavery, so where else would they go? What else were they going to do? For many black men, it was a better option than sharecropping. Once they became soldiers, the men quickly realized the honor and glory would have to come after other things. The Nicodemus Buffalo Soldiers Association was formed to honor them, Tompkins said. So many of the things the Buffalo soldiers accomplished went unnoticed. They were the first park rangers for Yosemite National Park, according to Tompkins, commander of the Nicodemus Buffalo Soldiers Association. Geronimo, Sitting Bull, and Pancho Villa were actually encountered by Buffalo soldiers, but never got the recognition. Buffalo soldiers had the highest enlistment rate and the lowest desertion. Their alcohol rate was zero because no town would serve them, Tompkins said. White soldiers burned their barracks, yet every white officer who commanded Buffalo soldiers never wanted to command anybody else. The Nicodemus Buffalo Soldiers Association strives to keep their performances as historically accurate as possible. According to Tompkins, the group wants to educate spectators on the soldiers who weren't written about in history books. Buffalo soldiers reenactors are in authentic uniforms on horseback, Tompkins said. Of course, we are not from the 1800s, but we want to do everything historically accurate as close as we possibly can. The Native Americans knew that the Great Spirit, which is God, sent them the buffalo, Tompkins said. It clothed them, sheltered them, and fed them. Hair on the hump of the buffalo looked like the hair on the black man. So, the Indians started calling them buffalo soldiers out of great respect. After President Truman desegregated the U.S. military in 1948, the Buffalo Soldiers' days were numbered. The all-black units were disbanded in 1953. However, their legacy endures. Some say all the Buffalo Soldiers did was build forts and roads, but that's far from true, Tompkins emphasized. Actually, 23 Buffalo Soldiers received the Congressional Medal of Honor. They're the highest decorated cavalry regiment in all of U.S. military history. Buffalo Soldiers helped settle the West. They strung telegraph wires. They delivered the mail when Pony Express ended. Their contributions are numerous and great, Tompkins reiterated. Several members of the Nicodemus Buffalo Soldiers Association, including Tompkins, appeared in two TNT movies. They were filmed in Teddy Roosevelt Rough Riders, starring Sam Elliott, and also appeared in Buffalo Soldiers with Danny Glover. The Nicodemus Buffalo Soldiers Association presents an important part of history most people have never known about. At first obnoxious, the IOR, now heard frequently from the ranch corral, is becoming somewhat the norm. Still, Cody, the Palomino barrel horse in the neighboring pen, isn't so sure he likes the donkey next door. Often, he'll still lay his ears back and charge towards the long-eared, rough-haired, crest-necked equine of sorts nearby. Actually, when the roper brought what some might call a burro into the ranch yard, Cody had a thick conniption. That strange-sounding, a bit weird-looking, sure enough, quite long-eared visitor is becoming acquainted with the roper daughter's mare. They're corral mates now with intentions to move together to a summer pasture lot for convenience of care. While owning a donkey or two through the years, they typically haven't been around long. The one rode quite well and sold at a profit. What his owner called a mammoth jack, big male donkey, trained readily and supposedly became a fine riding mount. Ranch manager has goats too and keeps what's defined as a miniature donkey around to keep predators away. More common around the ranch has been mules with a wide variety of successes and disarrays through decades. One pretty mule was doing well before coming down with mortal sickness. Another big mule came from several hundred miles for training and was a runaway. He never bucked, but would take off running like a greyhound, nearly unstoppable. A big mule team was almost purchased one time, but the deal fell through. With that experience, knowledge about donkeys, mules, and their sounds has been limited. According to those in the know, horses neigh or whinny, which most already knew. Donkeys bray, sounding like e-or, hee-haw, or nasal vocalizing, ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah. A mule does not sound exactly like a donkey, or a horse, yet is similar to a donkey, but also has whinnying characteristics of a horse, starting with a whinny, ending in a yee-haw. Sometimes mules whimper. Ugh. Mules are offspring of a male donkey, Jack, and a mare. Offspring of a stallion and female donkey, Jenny, is a henny. Mules and hennies are sterile. Way more than anybody wanted to know. However, nowhere does the Bible say Mary rode a donkey to Bethlehem, although one might have been available. Reminded of Genesis 43:24, Joseph gave donkeys their feed. Hallelujah!